About wedding dresses, and there is a little bit of that here. So I want you to think about what this might look like. This is Elizabeth of York, got married in 1486. Let me read to you. So, bright Elizabeth, as she appeared on her ever-honoured and auspicious wedding day, her shining tresses crowned with a wreath of sparkling jewels and entwined with gems, her radiant necklace framed in fretted gold about her snowy neck, her beauteous form decked out in robes that glow with gold and purple dye. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm picturing something like that. I have no idea what on earth they are talking about. So, the good news is there is some really fun things in this book as well. So, Richard I, in 1191, he had to storm the castle, climb to the tallest tower, fight his way through the guards, and rescue the damsel in distress, and he married her that very day. Wow, I didn't even know you could do that sort of thing. I think it's because he had a sword. So, what about... you can learn about the things that they get for their weddings. What do you get the rich and famous when they get married? Well, that's Anita and I with some of our presents. I've got a couple of them here. I want to show you a little bit later. But what do you get the king who has everything? Well, Henry VI got a lion. Not even one of them. He got one of them. I'm just really disappointed. Nobody thought enough of me to get me a lion for my wedding. My wife got me a cat about a year later, but it's not the same. So... you also find out about the wedding cakes. There's our wedding cake. You can see it's a two-tiered double-decker kind of thing there. And we kept the top deck for our first wedding anniversary. We still had it at our 10th wedding anniversary. And apparently it was still edible. I say apparently, I didn't try it, but Nita is still here, so it must have been okay. Queen Victoria in 1840, she had a slightly bigger cake. Now, that's a replica of it. That thing weighed 136 kilograms. Which is about the same as me and my eldest son, who's 17, put together. So it's very, very heavy. It took four people to carry it into the reception. And what's more, she had 100 of them. So that is a lot of cake. Newfound respect, I've got to say, for Queen Victoria there. And even in this wedding, we had some really interesting things happen. So, you know, we had this guy come up and do the talk, and he talked a lot about love. In what he also did, he used this Bible passage a little bit too as he was talking. And that is because in this Bible passage, you see a lot of love. So if you count it all up, the amount of times that John uses the word love or loved or loves, and you add it all together, he just kept going, didn't he? Hey, surely this ends soon. 26 times. 26 times in 14 verses. Now here's the thing you've got to get, okay? If you get nothing else, counting them up, yep, there should be 26. Look at me for a sec. Look at me. This is the bit you've got to get, okay? So everybody stare. Have a good look. You guys got to get it as well. Okay, you are supposed to love one another, okay? You're supposed to love one another. It's so important, he says it three times. He says it at the start, he says it at the middle, and he says it at the end of our passage. And each time he says it, he gets a little more forceful. He sort of says at the start, suggests we should love each other. Then he says we really ought to love each other. By the end, it's actually a command. We have to love each other. Now, the good thing is he tells us a little bit about what love looks like as well. He tells us that love comes from God, that love has been put into us by God. Not only that, that when we follow Jesus and we believe in him, that he actually comes to live inside us as well. And then he says something extraordinary. He says that God is love. Now, I've got a little job for you, okay? I want you to think of the one word that sums you up. So it might be you are fun or happy or energetic or something like that. I want you all to think about this. Come up with a word and you can share it together, and you can share it on your way home or maybe out there after the service, or maybe you can do it over a meal later as well. The Children and Families Ministry Department had a go at this week. Now, I came up with a really dumb one. I don't really like it very much, but I came up with Ross is cake. Yes, I like a little bit of cake. Queen Victoria liked her cake too. I didn't have 100. That's me at my 40th birthday blowing out lots of my 14 birthday cakes that I had that day. So mine's not very good. I asked Frank DeLuca. He said his was hungry. That's a much better one. But I've gone with you are what you eat. So I am cake. But what is Danny? You got any ideas? Messy? No. She's in that photo, messy. Yeah. Danny came up with this herself. Sorry? I didn't hear that one. I'm going to tell you what, hers is much better than mine, okay? Danny is gentle. What a great one. And Danny is. She's been leading our teams really, really well. Are you worried about what she's wearing? Oh, yeah. I thought, no, I spelled Danny fine. What's wrong? Okay, she's gentle. She is gentle. She can probably spell it well herself. But she leads really well. She's been leading our Stacks teams, and she's been patient, and she's been really kind, and she's led really well. But what is Nicole? Nicole's sick. She's not here. But that's not it. She's wearing a yellow T-shirt. What do you think Nicole is? Nicole is bananas. No. That would be you are what you eat as well. I could have gone with that. I could have gone Ross is bananas. I could have gone Ross is chicken as well. But Nicole is... It's got to do with that thing that she's wearing. Nicole is panicked! Yes, I agree with her. That's because we've got a school holiday program coming up called Going Bananas. Yeah. And if you haven't signed on for that yet, you can go on our website, go to events, and you can put yourself down to either be a leader or do something behind the scenes, and you can help Nicole be less panicked. But God is love. What that means is that it should be the first thing that we think about when we think about God and the last thing we think about. It means that that is God's identity. It's who he really is. It's his motive for everything he does. It makes him do the things he does and say the things he says. It means that whichever way we look at God, from wherever we are, whatever angle, it means we should be able to see love. But the thing is, some people will tell you that God is strict, that God is angry, that God is grumpy. And it is true that God does have some rules and some commands and things that he wants us to do and how we live our lives. But even them he's given to us because he loves us, so things will go well for us. It is true that God hates sin, but that's because he loves us so much and can't bear to be separated from us. But God, we don't need to fear, therefore, an angry God, because even our reading today, it says that there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. It's a God that we have who doesn't want to punish us, but a God who wants to love us. So when we're feeling bad about ourselves and things aren't going well, and maybe we've had an argument or something bad's happened at home or at school, you can know that God loves you more than anything else, that God wants to show his love to you, and that can really help us as we live our lives. It's extraordinary to hear that God is love. Now, I want to show you some pictures of love, okay? These are definitely pictures of love. There's one, walking out of the church on the wedding day. There's this. This is definitely love. That guy has pants the same color as her dress, so that's got to be love. Smelling the roses. Oh, isn't that love? Definitely. Snuggling up under a blanket. And what says love more than long walks on the beach at sunset? Definitely love. You have love, of course, with other people, with your parents. There's love between brothers and sisters. You can love your friends. There's lots of different ways that we love. I want to show you some other pictures of love, though. There's this. Love is hard work. What it says in our reading is that it's not just a feeling, but an action. That God sent Jesus into the world because of love. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, not because we loved him first, but because God loved us. Love is an action. Love is sacrificial. Love is messy. Love is hard. Paul puts it this way. Paul says that God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God didn't show his love when it was easy. He showed his love when it was really messy and difficult. Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, and to lay down one's life for one's friends. And it's into this context that John tells us we should love each other, even when it's hard. It means loving people who are hard to love. It means at church, when things don't look like the way we might want them to look, we've still got to show love. It means that in all the things, when it's difficult, when we're serving and it's hard to do, we keep showing love. All right, I've got some presents that I got for my wedding here. Now, is Tim and Abigail here? Do you want to come and help me? I want to show you some of the things that we got. So we didn't get lions, as I said. So here we go. You want to hold that up for me? We got towels and lots of them. We would need never be wet again. These ones we got and we still use. So it's got Anita's name embroidered here by a friend of ours from Adelaide. I think that looks fantastic. So you guys can hold that for a second. We also got one of these. Let me show you. It's called a fondue set. Now, do you want to come up a little bit closer? Actually, I'll bring it down here so you can all see. Here we go. This is a fondue set. Now, what actually happens? Let's get this thing cranked up, shall we?
You put the candle on fire.
You put the candle on fire. Yep, something along those lines. You get the Toblerone, right? All of a sudden, everyone's very interested now. Gather right around. Okay, hang on. Do you want to help me get this out? Abigail, can you? I'll swap you. You pull the Toblerone out. I'll hold the towel. There we go. This is not practiced. There we go. Thank you. You get a little bit of the wedge off the Toblerone. Ooh, this is going to be really good. You stick it in this little bowl thingy here. Now, apparently there's recipes for this. I don't know what the recipes are, so I'm just going with the chocolate. You do this cheese. You light it up. We're hoping the smoke alarms don't go off. You put it under here like that. I think it's going. No, it's not going yet. See this thing? There we go. There we go.
Can I have some chocolate?
All that as well. Thank you. All right. Now, what happens is, in my bag over there is some strawberries there. Tim, do you want to grab one? Yeah. Now, this is going to get hot, and we're going to leave it in here for a little bit, and it's going to melt up, yeah? And then what happens is, you skewer your strawberry, when you can find them. Excellent, Tim. Bring them over. Thank you. All right, you get your strawberry out like this. You stab your strawberry with your little fork thing. Okay. And then it's not melting quick enough. Hang on. We might have to do this later, guys. It's not melting at all. You dip it in, right, and you get it, and you cover it up with chocolate, and it becomes a very healthy snack because you've got a strawberry, you know, and you can eat the chocolate with the strawberry. It tastes delicious. Now, the thing is, we had this thing. We got this gift. It's a really good gift, as you can see. We have used it, but it took us about, sadly, 15 years, I think, to actually use it for the first time. It sat in the cupboard. We forgot we had it. Like, and, you know, so we now can use it. We don't use it all the time, but it's a good snack. The thing is, it's kind of silly to have something like this and to never actually use it. The gift is not actually being put into practice and put into use, and it just sort of sits there. Well, actually, what it says in our reading is this, that no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Now, that doesn't mean that we complete God or we make God whole in some way, but it means the gift he has given us is love and we are supposed to use it. We can't just let it sit there. We're supposed to. God is commanding us and wanting us to show love. The thing is, because no one has ever seen God, it's one of the ways that people who aren't part of our church can see what a difference God makes in our lives. So we've just been having the Thy Kingdom Come series. We've been praying, hopefully, for 5 people. And our prayers, it's great that we're praying for them, but when we show love, we can actually, without even saying anything about what Jesus has done, we're already starting to show them what God does for us and what God does in our lives. So it helps us as well with our evangelism too. So, I'm going to put this away because this is not melting anywhere near quick enough. We might blow it out. Yeah. Can you have some chocolate? You can have some chocolate a little bit later. All right. What we're going to do, I'm going to get these helpers again. Can you guys help me with this heart? We're going to move this stuff out of the way.
And give us
I'll give you some chocolate afterwards if your parents are with you. And they might get some too. Let's bring the heart up the front, shall we? I'll get behind. You want to carry it up? Are we going to break the heart? Here we go. This is, helps us think about God's love for us. This is Stacks of Praise have done this. Now, you can see that there is actually a gap in here. So I think we need to open it up. So let's open up the heart we've got. Here we go. There we go. Fantastic. That looks great. Let's put it back down now, guys. Timo, we have to hold it up. There we go. Yeah, a little bit. Okay, this helps us to think through our Bible reading a little bit too. What we've got is an open heart. God's love is open to all. It's got the cross in the middle as an expression of how God has shown his love to us, that costly sacrificial love. Guys, what we want to do, can you pick up all of those hearts? We want people to actually go home with one. So can you pick them up and start taking them around the congregation and giving them to people? Because these hearts can be a little bit of a symbol of God's love living in us. You might stick these hearts on your fridge. You might stick them in your car, in your wallet, and have them somewhere where you can they can be seen. And on the actual heart, you will find the Bible verse from today to remind us to love one another as well. So what we're going to do is the kids are going to hand them out. Please go home with one. And I'm going to pray for us. There's going to be a little bit of noise as the kids are moving around the congregation. That's okay, a little bit of movement. But I'm going to pray anyway. And make sure you go home with one of these hearts. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love for us. We thank you that it was hard and difficult, but you sent Jesus, that costly love that you showed us. Just pray that we'll remember that and take that with us wherever we go, that we will always remember your love for us. Father, I pray that you'll help us to love one another and pray that other people will see how great you are, what a difference you make, and want to love you too. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks.